This is Jordan Seculo. Major news. President Trump has given the Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to the campaign spying investigation.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The president giving the AG Bill Barr sweeping new powers to investigate the surveillance of the Trump campaign in 2016 and to make that material public at his choosing.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Barr is going to look at it from a criminal point of view. Horowitz is going to tell us about the FISA warrant internally, how the Department of Justice and the FBI behaved. And I'm going to look at all of it to make sure it never happens again.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, this is huge news. The president has given authority to Attorney General Bill Barr to declassify documents related to the 2016 campaign, including that campaign surveillance. The president has instructed the Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, the Secretary of Energy, Secretary of Homeland Security, Director of National Intelligence, and Director of the CIA, all to comply with the Attorney General's request. This is the statement from the White House, just holding it up for our Facebook and Periscope audience. Here is the memorandum. Now, interesting, here, I'll read the statement for you, just so you know exactly what has been done here. Today, at the request and recommendation of the Attorney General of the United States, that's important, Attorney General Barr requested this power from President Trump, who has the authority to order declassification of any materials he so chooses as President of the United States. So it was the Attorney General, not the President, it was the Attorney General who requested and recommended this action. President Donald J. Trump has directed the intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with the Attorney General's investigation into surveillance activities during the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General has also been delegated full and complete authority to declassify information pertaining to this information in accordance with the long-established standards for handling classified information. Today's action, this is important for all of you listening, will help ensure that all Americans, not just members of Congress, all Americans learn the truth about the events that occurred and the actions that were taken during the last presidential election and will restore confidence in our public institutions. Here's also in the longer memorandum that follows that statement, section one on agency cooperation. This is interesting to note. You got to read things carefully. The Attorney General is currently conducting section one. The Attorney General is currently conducting a review of intelligence activities relating to the campaigns. Doesn't say Trump campaign, but campaigns, plural, in the 2016 presidential election and certain related matters, which is a very broad way. That could certainly, I'm not saying it does, but it could certainly include the Clinton campaign. And remember, the Clinton campaign was involved with the dossier. So, really, to get at the dossier, you'd have to look at both campaigns because somehow the Clinton campaign was paying Christopher Steele to help put together that dossier. We know that. And we know that that was withheld from the FISA courts. We know that Jim Comey didn't tell the FISA courts that. I want to take your calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. How important do you believe this is leading into the 2020 election that the American people will find out the truth about how this just disaster of an investigation, which has divided the country, led to no finding that what we already knew, no collusion, how it all started, what information led to it, who was giving the information to who. We've been talking about that den of vipers. This is what they were so worried about. All of their information that they thought would be classified and kept from the American people will no longer be. We will all know the truth about all of those vipers. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. There's Democrats already reacting. We'll get to that when we come back. 1-800-684-3110. Always makes sense why the Vipers start getting more and more nervous. First, it was those committee transcripts. And they were all contradicting each other. Now, all of their classified information, oh no, about the campaign, it's all going to come out. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Love to get your comments and your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Our ACLJ email list, you would have received an email from me this morning, and the subject line, if you are going through your email, is DC's Swamp Creatures, and it starts off with, in Washington, the den of vipers are attacking each other. Former Obama AG Loretta Lynch is now accusing fired FBI Director Comey of lying about the Clinton investigation. Comey, Lynch, McKay, Baker, Strzok, and the rest of Comey's circle of corruption, they're all turning on each other. And it talks about our work as well, uncovering the deep state bureaucracy, uncovering the tarmac meeting, uncovering the immunity agreements given by Comey's FBI to senior Clinton aides. So I encourage you, be on that ACLJ email. This is timely in light of what is happening in our country right now. It keeps you updated, but also gives you a way on the email to get involved. So if you want to actually do something about it, you can get involved in petitions. And this is specifically a petition to keep the pressure on to investigate the deep state, and ultimately defeat this spying on Americans and American campaigns. You've all asked already through Facebook and Periscope, what have been Democrat reactions to this news? And here, the news is, just to make it clear to everybody, if you're just joining us, that President Trump has given Attorney General Barr the authority the Attorney General requested from the president to declassify documents related to 2016 campaign surveillance. And it actually, if you go to Section 1 of the memorandum, it says the AG is currently conducting a review of intelligence activities relating to the campaigns in the 2016 presidential election and certain related matters. Broader than just the Trump campaign, certainly could also include what the Clinton campaign was up to in funding Christopher Steele's dossier, which we know for a fact is the case, that he was receiving that from money from pro-Clinton backers, and that was kept from the FISA court when they put forward that FISA warrant request. But here's the first Democrat to come out. I bet you could guess who it is. Adam Schiff. And here's what he tweeted. While Trump stonewalls the public from learning the truth about his obstruction of justice, Trump and Barr conspire to, listen to this, weaponize law enforcement and classified information against their political enemies. The cover-up has entered a new and dangerous phase, and this is the kicker. This is un-American. Adam Schiff, you believe it's un-American for the American people to get these information, the same information that you've been requesting and demanding about what was occurring during this spying on a presidential campaign? That's un-American. And what are we weaponizing? I mean, Than, if this was all done by the book, what's being weaponized here? If everything was done by the book when it comes to the investigation to the Trump campaign, that's not politicizing anything or using classified info against political enemies, unless there's something there that's illegal.
Yeah, if there's nothing there, Jordan, there would be nothing to hide, no reason to fear disclosure. The two things that jump out to me about that really ridiculous statement by Adam Schiff, I'll just say it like it is. The first, the weaponizing law enforcement. You mean like spying on an American citizen with fraudulent information? Is that what you mean by weaponizing law enforcement? That's number one. Number two, Jordan, you remember the reaction from Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff when they were saying they were not going to read the version of the Mueller report that had been provided to them in essentially unredacted form, except for the grand jury information that was prohibited by law from being shared with them. They would not even read that, Jordan, because they wanted access to the underlying information. But now, when the president of the United States says, I'm going to give access to underlying evidence to all of the American people, they're opposed to that. So, Jordan, the only takeaway, and I really do mean this, the only takeaway I can take from this is that they want the elites in Washington, D.C. to have access to information that they don't want the American people to have. Look, if it's good for the elites in Washington, D.C., I think all of the American people should have a chance to look at it and evaluate it for themselves. But apparently, Adam Schiff disagrees with that.
No, I mean, he goes so far as to say this is un-American and dangerous, Harry. Un-American and dangerous, and the memorandum says it shall be implemented consistent with applicable law. I mean, this is not making up new law. The president has the power to declassify and to authorize the attorney general to declassify. It's an inherent power of the president. Yet Adam Schiff calls it un-American and dangerous.
Absolutely. So I think it's very important to note that Adam Schiff is simply a walking carnival of incoherence. So if you look at what's has happened previously under the Obama administration, the FBI, the CIA, the Department of National Intelligence, even the State Department, they were weaponized under the Obama administration against one particular political campaign. Now that President Trump has decided to essentially declassify this information and provide transparency to the American people, Adam Smith is going ballistic. In other words, agreeing with Than, he's going ballistic because the American people will be able to see for their own eyes the misconduct that has gone on for over 2.5 years as various deep state actors have attempted to either block President Trump from winning the election or to impair the efficacy of his administration. This transparency is needed. So what's dangerous is this is dangerous, the transparency is, for people like Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, John Brennan, James Comey, and other actors.
Let's get right to the phone calls. People have a lot to say about this. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to be on the air today. Mary calling from Virginia Beach on line one. Mary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, Mary.
I just wanted to tell y'all thank you so much for everything that you do for the country, for us citizens.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that you're welcome. It's about time.
Yep.
That this is exposed to the Clintons for who they truly are. I just really don't think that the Democrats or the liberals, left wingers, whatever.
Yep.
It's really going to care.
Yeah, no, I think that is the problem, Mary, is that that people on the left wanted this to solely be focused on President Trump. When it came out that there was no collusion, when it came out that Bob Mueller's team couldn't figure out if there was obstruction of justice, so the best prosecutors in the country, and they were called that by all these Democrats like Adam Schiff, they couldn't figure that out because there was an obstruction of justice and there was no crime and there was no collusion. I mean, the list goes on. That was so deflating to them that now they don't know what to do. I mean, they're getting pressure to impeach the president over nothing, and Nancy Pelosi's trying to figure that out. They're getting into these back and forth, but now the truth will be out there. And when this information comes out, again, it won't matter what the Democrats try to spin. It won't matter that Adam Schiff calls it un-American. He's doing this because this is scaring him. This is undermining his entire reason for existence, which has been that Mueller report. And the only reason he has come to the forefront as an individual, as a name within Congress, as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has been this Russia investigation. When that ended, he had to figure out how to keep it going. This will totally undermine it for him. And he's scared of Bill Barr. They all are scared of Bill Barr. And you know what? There should be a little bit healthy fear, especially when you continue a narrative you know to be untrue, when you refuse to read the information that's been provided to you as House Judiciary Chair, Intelligence Committee Chair. And again, what are you so afraid of? What is so un-American? What is so dangerous about allowing the Attorney General to declassify what he deems to be appropriate, not putting the country in danger, what he deems to be appropriate for the American people to learn about this spying that occurred on a U.S. presidential campaign, President Trump's campaign? And was the other campaign involved in it? I mean, it says campaigns in the memo. That all jumped out at us, and I think it's very important. So if you're the Clinton team, be nervous. And it's not weaponizing. This is not a retribution. This is getting to the facts. This is the den of vipers we've been talking about. There's a lot of people here. They're not just partisan actors. They're DC swamp creatures going after each other. And that's what we're going to see more and more of. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. Phone lines are busy. We want to get to your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Do we have time to play Senator Blumenthal? Take a listen. This is the second Democrat who's spoken out, Senator Blumenthal.
I am baffled by this memorandum. There seems absolutely no reason for it. Agencies have a legal obligation to cooperate with the Attorney General of the United States, and it seems much more like an effort to distract with, frankly, a dull, rusty object.
I think what he's forgetting is not just the part about cooperating, Harry. It's the part about declassifying all this for the American people. Maybe you didn't read the memo closely enough.
Absolutely. So if you read the memo, nothing that President Trump proposes is illegal or against the law. President Trump has declassification authority, and the American people deserve transparency, and they are going to get it.
All right, folks, we come back. We continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I know you have a lot to say on this matter. We want to give you that opportunity to talk about it. And again, this is just the beginning. This is just the authorization to allow the Attorney General to begin taking these steps and to get these agencies in cooperation with the Attorney General. And you see the visceral reaction from the left that's starting to come immediately. Taking your phone calls, go to ACLJ.org as well. So much going on at the American Center for Law and Justice we don't get to on every broadcast, can't cover every case, every issue. So go to ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking phone calls, comments, questions, a lot to say here, and this is all in light of the news that President Trump has okayed. He has given the Attorney General the authority he has requested, Attorney General Barr requested from President Trump, to declassify documents related to the 2016 campaign, specifically the surveillance or spying on the 2016 Trump campaign. Now, interesting, in the longer memorandum outlining this, it goes through and it says what agencies need to comply. Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Defense, AG, Secretary of Energy, Secretary of Homeland Security, Director of National Intelligence, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And on Section 1 on agency cooperation, it says the Attorney General is currently conducting a review of intelligence activities relating to the campaigns, plural, campaigns in the 2016 presidential election and certain related matters. Certain related matters is a very broad use of term. And you know what? They use that term to go after President Trump with the Russia probe. I mean, they always want to insert a word like that so you can basically look at anything that comes out of your initial investigation. But I think even more important is when you say campaigns in Section 1 of that memo, does that mean the Clinton campaign? We know the Clinton campaign was involved in the dossier with Christopher Steele. That is no secret. That is not classified. That is no surprise. So I think that there is a lot to learn here, and you can already start seeing this coming together just from the basic memorandums that have been released. But here is, now we've got another statement. Jerry Nadler, he couldn't let Adam Schiff and Blumenthal take stage. He had to rush to the podium as well. Take a listen, Byte 18.
It's part of the Trump and Republican plot to dirty up the intelligence community, to pretend that there's something wrong with the beginning of the Mueller investigation, and to persecute and bring into line the intelligence agencies.
We know there was something wrong with the beginning of the Mueller investigation. Peter Schrock, he started the counterintelligence investigation that led to the Mueller investigation. So there's part one. He had an animus towards the president, a political animus towards the president who he wanted to see defeated in the election and then wanted to see taken out after the election. Okay, so there's the first beginning, Chairman Nadler. Do you you forget basic facts? It's not conspiracy, it's factual. And then let's not forget the dossier that's phony that led to a FISA warrant to begin with to spy on the Trump campaign. Oh, and let's not forget as well, I mean, I think, you know, you could go through list by list by list, that Jim Comey leaked conversations, notes of conversations he had with the president, in Jim Comey's own words, so that a special counsel would be appointed. So to act as if this investigation, that there wasn't anything wrong with the beginning of the Mueller investigation, no, it goes back further than that. There was something wrong with the whole everything that preceded the Mueller investigation. It should have never even gotten to Bob Mueller and his team, because ultimately it was a hoax from the very beginning. Peter Strzok knew it. He said there's no there, and this is a guy who couldn't stand the president, who wanted to see his defeat, who wanted to take him down, and still he didn't want to even join the special counsel's team because he said there's no there when it comes to Russian collusion. So shame on you, Jerry Nadler, for forgetting the facts. I mean, you're the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Think before speaking. Just think before speaking. Or else the American people, we can call you out immediately. Immediately. I mean, Than, this is to me, it's more than frustrating, but it shows you the partisan nature of this, because depending on where you get your news from, this is the statement you will hear. They are trying to rewrite the history of the Mueller report, a report which cleared the President of the United States.
Yeah,
it should never have been written in the first place.
Right. The American people are going to have the direct information now to evaluate it on their own. And I have a lot of confidence in their ability to see through these statements by the likes of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. Let me just take that Nadler statement on for a minute, though. A plot to dirty up the intelligence community. Jordan, the only way that happens is if the information that is put out to the public actually contains dirt in it. That would be the only fear that Jerry Nadler
they
would have.
They're very scared of that, Dan. I mean, because they keep using that word. I mean, they're very nervous about what this is going to do to the intelligence community. And you know what? The American people need to know if our intelligence community has gone dirty.
Yeah,
so we can do
something
about it.
I think they should be nervous, Jordan. And actually, we've got a lot of cause for knowing that because we have FOIAs into most of these agencies. Now, the information that we get back on related information is in many times heavily redacted. But we talk about this all the time. It's pieces to the puzzle. If the American people can see the unredacted pieces of the puzzle, they'll fit together, I think, to show a pretty dirty picture. And by the way, the one other thing I would say to Jerry Nadler, Jordan, and you touched on this already, but I think we need to remind people, Section 2 of this declaration, it doesn't order the Attorney General. It says the Attorney General may. And Jordan, if the Attorney General decides that there's some underlying evidence that would be harmful to the United States if it's declassified, guess what doesn't happen? It doesn't get declassified. There is nothing for Jerry Nadler to worry about, except it will show that the beginning of this investigation was tainted.
Harry, we can't allow our intelligence communities to be and agencies to be above the law. I mean, that's ultimately, you know, they keep saying the president being above the law, but I think a lot of this too is not feigned outrage. I think it's real outrage because they realize that all their institutions, which favored them, favored the left, could come crumbling down right upon their heads during an election cycle, which could lead to the re-election of President Trump because of what comes with it, what is just truth. I mean, that's all that will come out in here is just basic truth.
I think you're precisely correct. So the termination of Special Counsel Mueller's Russia investigation showed that there was no collusion, no obstruction of justice, and no conspiracy. Now the wheels of justice are turning. The Attorney General has been unleashed to investigate the investigators. And so now the Democrats are nervous. They are quaking in their boots. Many deep state actors are turning on one another with vim and vigor, and they are trying to throw one another under the bus first before they get trampled. Now, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Senator Blumenthal, they're all coming out and attacking the president. Why are they attacking the president? Because he is providing transparency to the American people. They have claimed for over 2.5 to 3 years that they were seeking transparency. But no, they don't want transparency when it shows that the origins of the Russia collusion story were corrupt from the beginning. And I think that's what the evidence will show when the declassification is completed.
Let's go to Joy in Alabama online too. Joy, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm good, Joy.
Yes, I have a question. I mean, I know all of these deep state player names and even our friendlies names and all their connections. So I do a lot of my own independent reading and research. But my question is, how is it, besides voting, or if it is possible, can we hold people like, I wasn't going to name names, but since you already have, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff responsible?
They're voting. I mean, Joy, I mean, I think that, you know, and I get your frustration with them. It's all about voting. Now, they're going to keep probably getting elected by their constituents. They'll have opponents in their races. Sometimes, but they're in pretty blue districts, congressional districts. But they are empowered right now because the House is the majority Democrat. They lose that power if Republicans take back the House of Representatives. So the quickest way to disempower Jerry Nadler and make him a side player and disempower Adam Schiff and make him a side player is for Republicans to win and take back the House in 2020. And every member of the House of Representatives is up for re-election in 2020. We'll be right back. Second half hour, JSEC Live coming up. Don't miss it.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Barr is going to look at it from a criminal point of view. Horowitz is going to tell us about the FISA warrant internally, how the Department of Justice and the FBI behaved. And I'm going to look at all of it to make sure it never happens again.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
That was Senator Lindsey Graham, and he said something very important that ultimately that makes sure this never happens again. As chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I think that that is what is most important. I know all of us want people, for people to face justice who wronged the country and wronged the American people. And by the way, if they were taking illegal actions against a presidential campaign that people were supporting and voting for, they were wronging those supporters. They were wronging the American people on both sides of the aisle because they were influencing our election. Influencing our election, where we choose our leaders who run the bureaucracy, where we choose our leaders who decide the policies and rules that go into force. But I want to get right to your phone calls. So many people have been holding on. 1-800-684-3110. This is an interesting question coming in from Nancy in California on line 5. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I'm wondering, can the Dems take this to a court with a crooked judge and have this stopped?
No, they can't. This is a power the president has, Harry.
Absolutely. One of the great things about this particular move is the president enjoys constitutional power over which no Article III court has jurisdiction. Congress cannot stop it. He has the constitutional power, and he is the ultimate declassification authority in our system.
So it's one of these issues, fortunately, Than, where we don't have to worry about a court challenge to the president's action. And the attorney, and that's why I think the Democrats are freaking out today the way they are. They know that the president has the power to grant this authority to the attorney general, which the attorney general requested, and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, in fact, I'm sure you won't hear any of them read this, Jordan. Section 3B of the memo from the president himself. These are the president's words. This memorandum shall be implemented consistent with applicable law and subject to the availability of appropriations. What does that mean, Jordan? It means the law has given me the authority to execute this, and I am doing it in accordance with that law. Good luck challenging that.
Yeah, good luck. So instead, they're going to just say, use nasty words and that this is un-American. Un-American to provide people with information? I mean, that's like the most American thing you can do is provide people with transparency. But again, it's only transparent if it's good for them. If it's not good for them, it's un-American. And why on earth are these different? Like, why are they defending Jim Comey types, Clapper and Brennan types? Cut your losses. These former officials, what do they have over you? And what did they do to get it? Maybe this whole idea would be good for both sides to make sure this intelligence community didn't think that they were above the law. Be good if congressmen actually, on both sides of the aisle, treat it the way that Lindsey Graham is saying that this should never happen again to any kind of campaign, regardless of what political party you are. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Adam in California, online 3. Adam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, I just wanted to make 3 points, and you guys say it over and over.
Yep.
Thank you for my call. How transparent Trump is, and it's because of who he surrounded himself with since day one. And the second point is, this is the most powerful thing that a president could do, is the credibility of letting all this stuff come out right away. He's not avoiding it. He's not, waiting till the end of his term.
Right.
He's actually taking it and nipping it in the bud. And the third thing is, is how he's showing that the past is gone. I don't care who he was. As a president, he has got a clean slate, and he's doing everything to prove that, and it's just, it's outstanding.
Yes, everyone always tries to take away, Adam, the point that, you know, like this obstruction of justice. Mueller did his full report, and as the president said, now the Democrats want to do a redo. He just said that again. I mean, that's what they really want, is a redo, because they thought Bob Mueller was great. They built him up to be this hero, this savior, because they can't ever, you know, they can't do it in the ballot box. They got to have saviors from outside, special counsels be their saviors. And he said there was no collusion and couldn't figure out obstruction of justice, which was just, again, a weak move by the special counsel and his team. We come back. We take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Audience, we're going to save it for probably next week's show after Memorial Day. Ilhan Omar, you may have seen it on Fox News. She just went on this rant against religious people, interesting enough, coming from a Muslim, but religious people and pro-life, those who advocate a pro-life position. I don't want to get bogged down into it right now because there's so much news on the president giving Attorney General Barr the authority that Attorney General Barr requested to declassify documents related to the 2016 campaign spying or surveillance. But maybe we can play a little bit of Ilhan Omar just so you all get a little glimpse. I mean, think about, remember who she is? One of the first Muslim women to get elected to the House said 9/11 was some people did some things. Again, has defended radical Islamists before, speaks at CARE events, attacks, you know, America, but has the says this on the House floor yesterday, bite two.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society, all with complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women.
This is talking about, by the way, just pro-life legislation. If you're confused about, you know, who are these people that are trying to have disregard for voices and rights of American women, and putting their law and their religion on an entire society. The fact that she's using the term religious fundamentalist when her entire shtick is being a Muslim. I mean, that's her whole thing, is that, and if you attack her, you're Islamophobic. I just think I wanted to play it for you so that you know that we're not ignoring what she said. We're not ever going to let her get away with these statements and not talk about it. but we're going to hold it through Memorial Day holiday because this was bigger news that the president of the United States made when it, giving Attorney General Barr the power to declassify this information in regards to the spying that occurred on a U.S. presidential campaign so that, as Lindsey Graham said, this never happens again. But I did want to make sure some of our radio audience knew we're tracking Ilhan Omar. We're tracking that statement she made. It is absurd. It is ridiculous. And again, the fact that she uses the term religious fundamentalist, to me, it would be funny if it wasn't just so sad. Let's go back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Eric in Pennsylvania on line four. Eric, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you. Yes. I'd like to make a comment on the Democrats. I like to call them totalitarian psychotics. Essentially, they're lying and stealing. They're wasting time chasing these unfounded allegations against Donald Trump. And it's just a terrible waste of taxpayers' money. And on top of that, they're lying for their own agenda. And they're there to serve us, but they're only there to serve themselves, and it gets very frustrating, and that's why I just can't stand the politics and the corruption and the wickedness that's just going on in our government.
No, I get it. I mean, Eric, here's the deal. We all get to do something about this. We all have a say. The reason why Democrats are able to, if you want to call it wasting taxpayer money, continue this is because they got elected to the majority. They are the majority party in the House of Representatives right now, Than. So they run the committees. Whether or not it's smart what they're doing, even smart politically, I think you could question. You could certainly disagree with what they're doing, but they're going to have that power so long as they are the majority party in the House. And every 2 years, that can change.
Yeah, and if they didn't have that power, Jordan, I think the investigations into some of this would be continuing. We've gotten some information from some transcripts over the last week. I think those investigations would have continued under Republicans. They may resume if Republicans took back the House, but I would say it this way. I mean, they want to be so apocalyptic about this, Jordan. Look, if the special counsel had come out and said there was collusion, they would have been all over that. But yet, I think Lindsey Graham got it right. I'll clean up his statement a little. It was a little bit colorful, but he says he doesn't think a single Democrat is going to care about what comes out in this declassification of information. I think he's correct, Jordan, because what do you do with that information when it comes out? You pass reforms and you hold the people who are responsible accountable. Well, those people are their own bureaucracy. I don't think they're going to be interested in that.
Well, this is like when I go back to Jerry Nadler saying that there's some plot, Republican plot, to dirty up the intelligence community and pretend that there was something wrong with the beginning of the Mueller investigation. I mean, Harry, there was something wrong even before the Mueller investigation. Even before the appointment of a special counsel, there was something wrong with Peter Strzok. There was something wrong with the way Jim Comey leaked the memos. Peter Strzok acknowledged there was no there there. So that was all before the Mueller investigation. There was something seriously wrong. And it's not dirtying up the intelligence community if it's truth about the intelligence community. It's not making up things to hurt the intelligence community. It's just putting the truth out there for the American people so that, one, this never happens again, and two, people that should be held accountable are held accountable.
I think you're precisely correct. So it's really all about delegitimizing President Trump. Many Democrats are still in despair and prepared to start over in an attempt to explain the 2016 election. Now they incoherently oppose transparency. Why? Because transparency would show, more likely than not, their own conspiracy to win the election using covert and probably illegal means to win the election. So if you start with the FISA warrant aimed at Carter Page, that was simply a doorway into spying on the Trump campaign. That effort failed. Then the Democrats pushed a different narrative, that President Trump stole the election. But we now know there was no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction of justice. But nonetheless, the Democrats are flailing in an attempt to explain their own demise. And I think they are now worried that their own conspiracy will be exposed. And I say the sooner the better.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 1110. Let's go to Peter in Florida on line 5. Peter, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Jordan. I have three things real quick I want you to talk about. You mentioned about board investigation that Barr will now have. Number one, spying on Ted Cruz. Number two, I think the Pfizer is a screen because an FBI whistleblower talked about a program called Hammer. And number three, President Trump just got called by the UK and the Australian leaders to tell him not to declassify, so this Hammer program can go around the Five Eyes.
And well, also, I think part of that using the words campaigns is what was the intelligence community up to. It might involve the Clinton campaign because of their involvement with the dossier. It could involve other Republican campaigns as well, like Ted Cruz is another leading campaign for president. Was there this kind of active intelligence move against these campaigns? Again, there's a lot of these different agencies out there. I don't know all that you're referring to. I think that what the left doesn't want us to realize is what Jim Comey has already said. He said publicly a few weeks ago, and Than, that is that regularly the FBI, and it's no big deal, uses intelligence assets to track campaigns.
Yeah, for a political purpose. That's how I would put it, Jordan. Yeah. I mean, I think the intelligence community, the FISA court, was used for a political purpose, and it is specifically not to be used for that purpose. So I think the fact that it says plural campaigns, the caller may be right. We may be talking about other Republican campaigns as well. I think we're certainly talking about the Hillary Clinton campaign. But look, we've said it consistently on this broadcast. I think Jim Comey's actions, Jordan, cut against both parties' campaigns. They were all about Jim Comey. They were about putting Jim Comey in front of the cameras. And what we want to do through this investigation and through putting this information out is not skew the intelligence community in one partisan direction or another. Jordan, we want to put it back in the apolitical space. It should not be used for partisan purposes in any direction. So no matter which campaign it was possibly engaged in inappropriately, we want to push it back completely into the process-based system that it should have been in. Jordan, this is supposed to be about combating terrorism, not influencing a political process.
When we come back, we'll continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. In fact, our final segment, can you believe we're already getting to that final segment? That is all we'll be doing is taking your phone calls, your comments, your questions, your statements on this. But Harry, I think this is, again, we look at points during this whole investigation and then the closing of the Mueller investigation. The Democrats won't let it go. Possibly the Democrats not letting it go and not moving it on could lead to even further downfall for them and further embarrassment and maybe even legal consequences that wouldn't have occurred but for their insistence on continuing to focus on this.
I think you're precisely correct. So what we have already in Washington is a form of legislative paralysis. And now this is seeping into perhaps placing members of the intelligence community, the CIA and the FBI, in danger of both convictions and prison time. It is time to hold the deep state accountable, and the president's directive to Attorney General Barr is a good step in that direction.
All right, folks, when we come back, you know what we do in the final segment on these Fridays, especially, we take your phone calls, your comments, your questions, your statements. I mean, this is big news. Finally, I think you know you will ultimately get the information. The American people are going to get the information about what went on here with spying on the Trump campaign. Spying on any campaign in America is wrong. We'll be right back on JSEC Yo Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Right, if you call right now, a couple lines just opened up. They were people holding on. They couldn't hold on. Maybe their cell phone dropped. So there's two lines open. You better call now if you want to be on the air in this final segment. 1-800-684-3110, because I know many of you have something you'd like to say about this news today that the president has given the attorney general authority to declassify documents related to the 2016 campaign and the surveillance or spying of the Trump campaign. 1-800-684-3110. Here's President Trump. Again, he was just walking out. He's flying to Japan for the G20. He was on the, again, I think he was on the Ellipse, about to get on Marine One. He told reporters this.
So as you know, I declassified everything they want. I put it under the auspices of the Attorney General. He's going to be in charge of it. He's a great gentleman and a highly respected man. So everything that they need is declassified, and they'll be able to see how this hoax or witch hunt started and why it started. It was an attempted coup or an attempted takedown of the president of the United States. It should never, ever happen to anybody else.
And, you know, I think it's because of President Trump, it was unsuccessful. I'm not sure other presidents with other skill sets about them. Not saying that others didn't have important skill sets to be elected president of the United States, but President Trump uniquely was able to weather this unbelievable, well, crossfire hurricane, as they called it, and attempted coup or attempted takedown, because he knew ultimately he was innocent, that there was no collusion, that there was no a conspiracy between the Russian Federation and the Trump campaign. He knew the whole time. But lesser men, weaker people, Jim Comey types, admittedly weak people like that, I don't know if they could have gotten through the storm that was brewing and been able to get to the point now where they're turning the page, if you will, and flipping the script on those. As we've said, investigating the investigators has begun. It already began, as Bill Barr said, and now this is just another step, major step, by the way, in investigating those investigators. Okay, here we go to the phones. We're going to go right in order of how long people have been holding on. Michelle, California, line one. Michelle, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jordan. How are you doing?
Good.
I want to make a statement and a question. Nothing is going to disempower the Democrats unless, you know, for Fusion GPS and, you know, everything undermining the candidacy, unless these Democrats get put in jail, prosecuted and put in jail, they're going to still be empowered.
Well, the president is a Republican, and he is the commander-in-chief. Republicans also control the Senate, Michelle. We have an election coming up in 2020. I think what you're talking about is more of these actors at the intelligence community and these intelligence agencies. And I do understand this desire to see justice when it comes to those who may have abused our laws to the extent that it was criminal, Harry. I think that because it involved spying on Americans, it involved spying on American campaigns, it involved getting involved in our election process.
I think you're precisely correct. And some of those actors, deep state actors, are in jeopardy. It's important to note that more than 20 to 25 high-ranking officials at the DOJ, the FBI, and at other agencies have either resigned, been demoted or have been fired already. So the process of accountability is ongoing. In addition, there's a pending investigation by Inspector General Michael Horowitz. This could lead to additional demotions and terminations. Importantly, there's a third investigation, which is ongoing by the Attorney General for Connecticut, and this could lead to criminal penalties.
Right.
More likely than not, it will lead to criminal penalties, but we will have to await the end or the termination of that investigation.
Rick is calling in from Buffalo on line 3. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, Jordan, thank you so much and ACLJ for all they've done all this time. But I just want to say, the target has been hit when they begin to squeal like that.
Yep.
You know that they are. And the fact is, they do have to fight like this because this could be the end for them.
Yeah.
They know that there's no other choice.
Their careers are over. I mean, Jim Comey, his career is over as a law enforcement official, and I think he wanted to become a politician, and he realized no one liked him politically. Again, I'm sure he has friends. I don't mean it that way. I'm not trying to be that mean to Jim Comey, but you know, politically, the Republicans weren't going to embrace him, obviously, and neither were the Democrats. So they've lost a lot already, a lot of these officials, career-wise. Now they're trying to survive so that they can even, you know, continue on, whether they want to write a book or not have their careers completely sullied or end up behind bars is the truth. But Thad, this is what we talked about, the Vipers call coming out. And I think Rick's call is exactly on point. They all started screaming. They all started squealing. They all started talking. Jim Baker started showing up on MSNBC. If you don't know who that is, he was the general counsel at the FBI, the top attorney at the FBI. Then we find out his deputy was in testimony, said the whole FISA process was unusual and they went over her head. So, I mean, people who had not spoken out are now speaking out, and Rod Rosenstein speaking out on Jim Comey and turning on each other. They are, you can tell the target has been hit.
Yeah, a couple of things, Jordan. First of all, I'm not so sure that there won't be prosecutions this time. I think there's a chance that there would be, and I would wager that if some of these individuals have attorneys, I don't know if they have or not yet, but especially someone like Jim Comey, Jordan, I can guarantee you that those attorneys are advising them to be quiet right now because the risk of prosecution, I believe, is very real. But look, even in the face of that, and I know that that's what there's a desire there for some of that prosecution, the two most important things, and we got to say this again, the two most important things, the people who did the wrongdoing must be taken out of power. That is in the process of happening. And Jordan, then the reforms that are necessary, this is to Lindsey Graham's point, the reforms that are necessary must be made so it doesn't happen again. Those are more important than the prosecutions.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. That's the long term, but I do understand the people's desire for justice. Final call of the day. Tina in Mississippi on line 2. Tina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, George. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you to everybody there at the ACLJ.
We appreciate that.
And all you do. As a Coast Guard veteran, as well as a truck driver, my comment is when I heard about the transparency and memo being out, I was happy about it. I enjoy the transparency that Trump has brought forward, as well as I think it's a can of worms that...
Yep.
The Democrats, I think, are reneging on opening the can of worms, and I think if they continue,
yep,
it very well may be the downfall of the 2020
election.
Well,
Tina,
election.
This is why, and let me thank you for our service to our country. Tina, this is why they didn't want President Trump in office in the first place, because he was willing to open up the can of worms. He was willing to expose the swamp. He said he was going to drain the swamp, and they were scared of exactly what is now happening. Now, why this is happening is because of what they tried to do to him. So the reason he's got grounds to really do this and justifications is because of the way they tried to undermine him. A failed coup, if you will. But it's exactly what they were worried about, all coming to fruition now as they will be exposed. The intelligence community, the deep state, the swamp actors are going to be exposed. And the leader who's going to be leading that exposure is somebody who knows Washington very well, Bill Barr. He's not some outsider who wants to see these institutions restored to greatness. But he knows there's bad actors that have got to get out and have got to face potential justice. We'll talk to you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.